ones that love and love without dissimulation and that love all and are not hypocritical in their love. Lord, thank you that that's you that loves through a life. And anything else is just pretentious. Anything else is just a counterfeit. God, help us today. Lord, we're so near your appearing. Lord, you've given everything. You've revealed it all. God, break up the last of the fallow ground. There's bitter roots in here today. Lord, we thank you. You're speaking to us. You've given us an ear to hear. Help us to be tender of heart. We need you. In Jesus' name. He's about here. Oh, Lord God, I'm at a point right now to almost say, with that wonderful prophet, Lord, let him see what I'm seeing. And I'm talking about what I'm seeing right now. I mean, his presence is here. I am with thee always, to the end. This summer has been quite a summer. The Lord encouraged, I'm going to say our hearts, I'll throw my wife in there under that bus too, to build a little addition on a cabin we have up at Steamboat. Nothing fancy, just a little place. Lord graced us with it. We've called it the House of Peace, Casa Paz. Kind of interesting in that name, P-A-Z, because my second daughter-to-be, her last name is P-A-Z, Brooke Paz. And what peace, praise God, you bring, honey. The grace of God's mighty. The heart of her husband doth trust in her. Let it be alive and real in your life. Let the Word live in you. Let the Word live in you. You think? You like joy unspeakable and full of glory? Or you like being a bump? Huh? You like going around just saying, I know, oh, I know this. Or do you like to say, man, I love that? There's times I feel like shaking people, but I know God's got to do it. I just love you enough. I don't want you to miss it. But I know some of God's people will. Don't let it be you. Don't. You don't want to face that sorrow. Saints, we don't. I appreciate it. That gets our attention, doesn't it? And you know, every one of us, we know. We can sit with a face that we think might convince our brother or sister. I want to sit with a heart that my Lord knows. That I love all the brethren. That I'm not harboring. That I'm not stuck in something when the Lord has told me and assured me if I want to run to win the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, if I still remember something from behind, I'm not on that mark. I believe it's that fine. I believe it's that pure. I believe it's that exact. It's not in your actions, but it's in the purity, praise the Lord, of a heart that truly is in first love. And that's what this is today. And that's what the Lord showed me through this crazy cabin. I'm not kidding. We started out, I told the Lord, Lord, it's so far away. It's hard to find people that want to work or even have time to work. I said, well, honey, it's going to take 2 years. Even this little thing we're doing. All I want to do is try to get it buttoned up, meaning sealed, so all the critters don't come in for the winter time to get warm. So we weren't even going to, as a sense, break the hole in the wall to the little part that we were adding till next year. But you know, the Lord had different plans. And so we broke ground in June of this year. In June. And my expectations were still at least 2 years. It took me almost a year to get the permit to build it. So here we had all the plans, everything was ready. And so I say, okay, Lord, you want me to move forward? I got to find somebody to actually break ground, excavate. So I started calling around, and all the little excavators couldn't get to it. So I said, well, I'm going to call one of the big ones. I don't know. I mean, ones that do big commercial properties. This thing's tiny, what we're doing here. Man got on the phone. His name was Ken. He said, you know what? It's funny. I'm within a stone's throw right now with my big crew. He said, if I can come over there tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'd like to do it today, but I still can't get there today, but I'll come tomorrow. But that's all I got. It's tomorrow. I said, you come on in there tomorrow. Break ground. Polly looks at me and said, what are you going to do after you have a big hole? I said, well, we're going to have to get a foundation. So that man did that for me. And that morning I called him and I said, you know, you're digging that. Do you happen to have a guy doing a foundation? He said, oh, my good friend, so-and-so. You know, he does all the big hotels and everything. He's up there doing it with me. Let me see if I can get him to do it. Very next day, there it is. So then, not even 48 hours, I've got a foundation. It's all sitting there. And I hadn't even seen it yet, just pictures. Hadn't met these men at all. And then it was so sweet because I said, well, that's something. You know, got all that ready to go. And now I'll try to figure out, am I going to get this person or that person? I got on a list with somebody up there that was a contractor. They had me dated out. Not kidding you. They could put me in 2025. I said, man, I'll be in heaven by 2024. Said, I want to enjoy that thing a little bit if I can get it done. Well, then the Lord started dealing with some of the saints in here, and some of the brothers came up to me and said, you know, brother, the Lord's told us we want to help you. So here came the, as they call it, the motley crew from Denver. And I mean, we're talking some guys that are pretty up there in years. And they came up. And they got it done. And it meant something so much to my heart every day. We get up at 5 in the morning. My wife's cooking. Bringing out heart food. Love. Good meals. Good fellowship. To see these men, and I know nothing about it, and just learning from them, working 12-hour days, as much as we could get done in a few days. And the Lord just blessed, and the Lord blessed, and the Lord speedily brought these things together. We had everything up as far as all of the framing. Everything was done. And then the Lord brought me a man that would do a roof. And then he brought me the man that would do the drywall. And then he brought this one and this one and this one. Brothers and sisters, the week before last, I got my certificate of occupancy. From the day we broke ground, it was 2.5 months. And I'm telling you, the inspectors, the builders up there, the neighbors have even come by and said, you know, we're thinking of this. Could you help us out with this? And saints, I do. I'm tearful because I'm so thankful. I've done 6 construction projects, big ones, in the last 3 years. And 3 of them were done 2 times over because of events that the Lord brought. Every time I speak on anything that has to do with water and the Word of God, we have an event in our home. And at times I was tired, and at times I'd murmur a little bit and say, Lord, this is a little too much. Sometimes I wouldn't treat my wife very nice. I didn't like doing that. Sometimes I'd even be out of my mind because I said, Lord, I've got so much going on. I've got so many things. I don't have time for this. I don't know how this is going to happen. But I had to coordinate this and this and this and this. And God would do it. And he'd give me the faith. And then, you know, the word that he gives and the gains in the spirit, it was amazing. But what he so told me was, son, when I'm behind something, time's nothing to me. When I'm behind something, I'm going to put it together. He encouraged my heart with Esther. He said, you know what? I didn't have a whole lot of time with her, so I had to speedily give her everything. Because I was bringing her to the point of completion within about a few months, and she had to be ready. And so the Lord brought my heart, as the Lord does, to Philippians chapter 2. And the way that God does this, and I'm seeing how he does this, and the Lord testified to me so sweetly, especially with the brothers that God divinely gave to love me, to come, to give of their time, and to help me to put this together. He does it with people that are in one accord. He does it with people that are with one purpose and in one spirit. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul has encouraged for us, for the building of the masterpiece of God in Christ Jesus. And he tells us here in chapter 2 of Philippians, verse 2. He says, fulfill ye my joy. This is the Apostle Paul. That ye be like-minded. I love that. Having the same love. Look at that. The same love. Being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. I thank God for what he has done in this meeting. I thank the Lord that he has done verses 2 and 3 in this meeting. I thank him like I can't tell you. I appreciate his testimony that he brings through his vessels. That this is not for vainglory. That this is not for position. This is not for a title. This is for a body that's going to come out from the body and marry the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God that what we read here, again, is being made known. We're in one accord. That means one spirit. And I love it because that you be like-minded. If there's ever anyone to be like-minded with, it's the Apostle Paul. And I'm talking about like-minded, if by any means we attain to the first trumpet rapture. I'm talking if by any means, Lord, I don't want to be found having any other righteousness but yours. I'm talking about if by any means I press toward the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's it. And there's nothing else. Now, brothers and sisters, I thank God. And the way he does it is there's no jealousy. There's no envy. And I thank the Lord how sweet it was to watch those men. There was no striving for position. There wasn't little digs to one another. But I thank Jesus. It was always esteeming one another to encourage one another on to win Christ. That's what this message does. This message has done that through the years in this meeting. I thank God for the ones that stood in it, that stood in this love, when this love was not prevalent in this meeting. When the fallow ground had to be really broken up, because there were ones in here that were still here for position, for title. I thank God for his grace and his mercy and the vessels of his mercy that he's kept and grown up. And I thank the Lord for the sacrifice of those that have went before us that truly knew of this joy, but they did not have this fellowship. They did not have this privilege. And we saw the Lord show it. We saw the Lord sift. He's going to show his jewels. He's going to show his jewels. Now, I love how this word goes on to tell us, because it's all about one thing, brothers and sisters, the finish. It's all about the attaining. It's all about the goal. And he tells us right here in Philippians 1, verse 27. He says, only let your conversation, that means your manner of life, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Man, only. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind. Now listen to this. Striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, that of God. And the Lord has shown us so mightily. I don't fear what the government will do to this meeting. I don't fear what the government may try to do to Christianity. I know God will bring through that perdition. He will show his deliverance to his people. He does that every single time. Hallelujah. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict, the same battle, the same struggle which ye saw in me and now hear to be in me. So brothers and sisters, we know that only let your life grow in the gospel of Christ. Praise the Lord. The word of God tells us, Paul commended the Ephesians and the elders at Ephesus. I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. It wasn't to anything else. It was this message. He said, adhere to my words. Paul said, under the hand of God and in the encouragement of the Holy Ghost, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, only let your life grow in the gospel of that precious message. The word of God says, stand firm in one spirit, in one purpose, with one mind, striving side by side in combat for more faith in the gospel of Christ. It's interesting how he's telling this to us in him, in unity of one spirit and one mind. And yet so often and so quickly, and I understand this very well, it is an intimate table of for two that we are ministered to, yea, the deep things of God. But that table for two, praise be to God, includes my brother of like precious faith as well. And don't you forget it. And this is necessary. It's necessary for you to win Christ. This heart will be in the heart of his bride. This isn't, I'm setting out on my own and I'm going to win Christ and I'm going to win it my way. That lacks love all over the place. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need the fellowship of one another. We vitally need the fellowship of one another. We vitally need to be around diamonds. Diamonds aren't cut by ones that are in milk. Diamonds are cut by those that feast upon the strong meat. Diamonds cut diamonds. Now, the word goes on to tell us, don't be intimidated by anything, by anyone. Oh, no. Oh, they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. They mean it for destruction, but I'm going to show my deliverance. Don't you realize you're just living a life of a bunch of pharaohs coming at you all over the place? And hasn't the Lord told you in your heart, I've prepared that wicked one for the day of evil, so I'm going to show myself mighty. Now, and the Lord tells us that it's not only given on our half to believe, not only to confidently trust him, but we have been graced and privileged to suffer together with Jesus. Graced and privileged. Oh, yes. When that familiar friend sadly does you wrong, when that pit that they dig for you, it's sad to watch them digging it. But I know I'm the apple of somebody's eye. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. This isn't just giving of your life for one another. Nope. This ain't no one-time thing. If you want this, this is living your life in that regard. Living it. This isn't to show my faithfulness or my good deed. This is living my life by God's grace for you. Not a one-time event, but daily, daily in his love. Daily in prayer and supplication for one another. Are you on your knees for me? I pray you are. It'll be a benefit to you. It really will. Greatest benefit for my life is to be on my knees for you. And that's the truth. I thank the Lord coming out, thinking of ones that are on the internet. Y'all are on my heart all the time. My heart hurts for my brethren that can't gather in this. It does. I know God's got them perfectly. Don't you fret. But I get the love that the Lord put in John. As he said, oh, my joy will be full when I get to see you face to face. If Jesus take you away in, God willing, it's going to be a joy to see you face to face, son. It will. I've already marked my calendar when I'm coming down there to see you. I love you, son. And I thank God how you love me. And that's just real. That's just what it is. And I thank the Lord. I'm not ashamed of it. People might say, well, that's some weird pastor. He's odd. That's good. Bothers you? Fine. Don't miss it. Don't. It's really sad. I can't imagine that we would go this way and not grow in the fullness of the love of Christ. I want to. There's nothing more glorious. Still make great mistakes. Still look at my life and say, wow, Jess, that was really bad. You know, where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. Now, let's not lose sight, brothers and sisters, of really what this one accord and striving together and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is really all about. And you go on back to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll wrap this up pretty quick. I believe the Lord wants to take us to heaven here. Oh, he does. Jesus is telling his Father right now, oh, Father, I can't stand it anymore. Because I know he's put it in my heart too. I cannot stand it anymore to be here almost. I'm ready to fly away. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 4, verse 13. Listen to this, saints. Till we all come. Is that on your heart for one another? Is that on your heart for me? Is that on your heart for everybody in here? Do you want me to win? Do I want you to win? I wouldn't be up here if I didn't want you to win. I wouldn't be preaching this gospel by the grace of God. Every life in here, so valuable to him, you can't even imagine. All lives are. God gave his only begotten son for every man. But I know what he's doing. I know that word. I know that he is assembled. Yes, he assembles us because he knows. Oh, yes, he does. And he predestinates. Oh, yes, he does. And he feeds the word into the faith that's going to receive it. And that's it. And there will be ones that just sit by. There will be ones that will experience. There will be the ones that are like the sons of the prophets that look at an Elisha and maybe even make fun of him or tease him and say, oh, your prophet's going to go. Well, if he's going to go, I'm going to go with him. And then if he's going to go and prevent me, meaning I'm going to stay behind, I'll tell you one thing, I'm getting a double portion. And I know I got the double portion, saints. I thank God. That mantle was there for all of us. Pick it up. Pick it up and ask the Lord, Lord, reveal this to my heart. God, let me be full. Let me be sincere. Let me be clear to the light. Take me out of myself and out of my rut and out of my protection. Quit trying to protect yourself. Quit trying to prevent yourself from hurt. Love. Love. Love, saints. Till we all come. That's important for me. I can't win it for you, but I can love for you to win it. And if I'm not loving for you to win it, and you to win it, and you to win it, I ain't winning it. Because I'll tell you one thing, his wife will love just like him. Exactly. Perfectly. And that's a requirement. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. This is what this message is all about. This is what this growing up into him in all things is all about. Unto a perfect man. Unto, what does it say here? The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is incredible. We are here to grow up fully and to be his bride. And we are here to grow up fully and be his bride together. Amen. Together. That's what this is speaking of. Together. By the grace of God, let that be the difference in this meeting always. Together. See, it's not looking at one another and saying, well, this, you know, you're not ready. I am. It's not that. Honey, he's brought this message to every life in here. This is speaking to all of us. And we better be in full passion, love for all of us to win. So if I'm loving some and not loving others, if I'm greeting ones differently than I'm greeting others, you're missing it. I'm telling you, you're missing it. Because you're harboring bitterness. Period. The Lord put on my heart this morning, walking in here, I'm telling you sovereignly, there's bitterness in here. There is. I don't want bitterness in my heart, I'm telling you, before the Lord at all. Search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord. If there be any wicked way in me. What is first love to you?
Everything.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Hagen. And see that ministering, brother, all those years from Texas, and you didn't even know. I wouldn't be the man of God I am today without it. Without all of my brethren. Do you credit one another, or do you just credit one that gave you the word of God? Shame on you. Shame on you. You're ministering vessels. You're the temple of the Lord. And I am privileged to be able to speak the truth in love to you this morning. I'm honored. I see it in you. You fight, and we fight in combat together. Yes, we do. It's not just some sensational feeling. This is real. It's the only real thing there is. And it's important. And it's important for your life to win him as it is for my life to win him. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Just stay with the stuff. Let's fight through it together. The winds of doctrine are out there. We know it. They come from religion. They come from politics. They come from social media. They come from everywhere. But we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. We're not. But don't let us just be aware of that, but yet we come into a meeting, but then we allow ourselves to get defeated in a meeting. The saddest thing that would ever be is if the trump sounded while we were gathered. God forbid that any of us would be here. You talk about a wailing. Now, let's get to the only part, verse 15. But speak truth in love. Do you really want to grow up into him in all things? Really? Or do we just read verses and teach and preach and walk around? Do you really want to grow up? I'm looking at my teachers, I'm looking at my elders. Looking at my family. They're looking back at me. I believe we want to grow up, don't we? Amen. Our Father gave us this opportunity. Our Father. He gave us everything to be everything for him. Pour your heart out to him this morning. Pour it out. Say thank you to him and let him know, Lord, I want this. But speaking truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now here it is. From whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted. See, this again is speaking of those that this body within the body. This is speaking of the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. There's no striving in this thing. There's no jealousy. There's no root of bitterness in this company. There isn't. This is it. This is pure love. You don't come in there without first love. You don't. You can talk about it. You can see it, whatever. But you don't enter in without the first love. The whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which, listen to this, every joint supplies. according to the effectual working of the measure of every part. What measure are we talking about? We're talking about the fullness, aren't we? We're talking about a perfect man measure. We're talking about the measure, the stature, and the fullness of God measure. Put it in context with what it is. This is speaking about bridal saints. This is the New Jerusalem. This is what my brother was preaching to us this morning. Praise God, anointed of the Holy Ghost. That bride, that holy city, the New Jerusalem, descending from heaven, having the glory of God and her light. If you ever know or hear anything about how they built that temple, those stones were cut. They were perfect. Nothing entered in there that wasn't already done. It was perfectly cut. They didn't get the stone in there and say, oh, it didn't fit. It was exact. Nothing was touched because it was perfect when it was put in. That's what we're reading of here. This is who she is. But she's cut perfectly to fit. She's cut perfectly to be compact right now. But she's fit according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. And what does it do? It makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I will say it just like this. Those saints that love me in here, thank you. Thank you. Sister, I'd say it just like that. And any of us could say it back and forth because of Christ in us. Just like was said to Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? I tell you what. It divides right down. It cuts between the joint, the marrow, the bone. It's all the way down, honeys. It's today. I really do. I expect that trumpet today. Lord, I just want to get before you today and say, search me. Search me. Brothers and sisters, one mind, one purpose, one calling, one spirit, one faith, one hope, one voice. That's the purpose. And you can't read through this and you can't go to say, well, you know, this is the high water mark of the Word of God, which we've heard for years, which is this wonderful Ephesians. Without really coming to terms with, this is speaking of the unity of faith and the bond of perfectness. This is speaking of my love that would be for my brother that would even exceed my own. How can I say I love my Lord whom I have not seen when I don't love my brother whom I see? Do I divinely love you? Scott? Lynn? Nancy, huh. Michelle, John, go on and on and on and on. I can honestly say I do. And I know that's just Christ. By the grace of God, that needs to be our life. I know we have jobs, I know we have things, but when we come, together, this is it. This is it. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Yes.
And what if he came today? Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. Don't look behind you. Look up. Yes. And what if he came today? Would you go? Will you go?
Oh, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Sister, speak on. Father, in Jesus' name we come. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, you are, you're gathering up your jewels. You're readying us. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we know this is your work and it's your will. And Lord, we do thank you for this love that has chastened us this morning. Lord, help us to truly be sincere with it, Jesus, and thanking you. And not, again, Lord, to be dismayed or, Lord, discouraged in any way. But, Lord, honored, truly privileged that you would speak to us as sons. That you speak to us as a father that's speaking to truly his adult sons. You're for us. You're not against us. You're truly for us. We have your backing. You've caused us to know that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I thank you today with my brethren that we have all grace. And Lord, by your grace, we lay hold of it this morning. And Lord, we know that in Jesus' name, you are the God that heals all our diseases. And especially the disease of bitterness. Lord, heal it. Lord, in Jesus' name, the great physician. Help us truly to love one another. Help us, God, to not have a filial love for my brother, but agape. Lord, help me to esteem and honor and show kindness and tenderness. To esteem, Lord God, my brother beyond myself. Lord, that I would not be hypocritical in how I interact with my brethren. Lord, help us to just awaken, to be aware. Is it truly worth missing God's best because I prefer one as opposed to another? God forbid. Lord, help your people. Lord, help us to truly pursue the unity of faith, the bond of perfectness, and enter in the fullness of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.